Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And by telephone today from actually around the state capitol, I believe, we have Ron Ziegler. He is a board member of the Center for Rural Policy and Development and also director of the Community and Economic Development Associates in Southeast Minnesota. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim and Marnie.
So last week, you were telling us a bit about your company and the fact that you work with communities often of population less than 8,000 and doing some of the work for these what would be economic development agencies. However, these small towns can't afford them. So you guys actually kind of pick up some of that slack. It's kind of a cool thing. And you were also talking about the opportunities that exist in the area around Rochester, which is going to become a destination medical center. With a lot of personnel and state funds coming that direction, there are some opportunities in the communities that surround that part of Southeast Minnesota. So that's pretty cool. But I also am curious about the challenges that face communities of like under 8,000. Are there some commonalities that you see?
I think one of the most difficult ones to overcome is the workforce and just the availability of people to fill the positions that are needed. The opportunities for jobs is very prevalent in Southeast Minnesota. You know, there's different parts of the state that have quite a few people on unemployment compensation. So somehow we need to get the people that have the jobs with the people that don't have the jobs and get these discussions happening as to how we can facilitate that. And it's not only the upper Midwest, but across the country where there are pockets of very high unemployment rates. Well, you know, we can use people in Southeast Minnesota, Northeast Iowa, Western Wisconsin to fill jobs that are currently available. And, you know, there's a lot of worker-based training opportunities that are out there. So I think if we can get the discussion happening, getting it moving forward to true reality rather than just talk, I think there's the opportunity to make good things happen. You know, some of the other challenges that are out there, of course, are budgets. You know, every community could always have more dollars to do different things with. You know, housing is an issue, especially worker-based housing. Let's take Rochester for an example. There's an incredible amount of residential units that are coming online, and these are large apartment buildings and these types of things. But when you take a look at the smaller communities around Rochester and all Southeast Minnesota, you don't see those types of projects happening in these rural communities anymore. You know, it's been a very long time since an apartment complex has been built in any of our smaller communities. So those are some of the two main points, I think. It's workers and it's worker-based housing.
Thank you so much, Ron, for your time.
You bet. Have a great day.
And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.